Welcome to the Soul Work Podcast, a space where we dive into the journey of reconnecting with our body, our intuition, and our soul's true divine purpose. Each week, we will explore how to heal from within using body-centered wisdom, somatic and holistic healing practices, and engage in soulful healing and transformative conversations that will support you on your path to wholeness. In this podcast, we'll uncover ways to recognize the messages our bodies is sending us, transform old wounds, and step fully into our divine power. So whether you're here to break free from past patterns, build resilience, or simply deepen your soul's awareness, this space is dedicated to your growth, your healing, and your unique soul journey. So take a deep inhale and exhale. Settle in, grab your cup of tea, and let's do the soul work together. This is your Soul Work Podcast for your soul's work. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Soul Work Podcast with Love. I am your host, Love Ashley Elaine. And all this month, we are going to be talking about shifting and healing for abundance. Yes, we are talking about the full body shifting and healing away from these stories and these narratives that we've been holding on to. They're hurting us, they're harming us, and they're blocking us. What are the blocks that you're holding on to? As you're trying to, I'm not going to say manifest, but as you are working towards, right, the abundance, either financially, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, relationally, that you have been trying to incorporate into your life. This particular episode, we are talking about scarcity and surrendering scarcity so that we can relax into abundance, right? I want us to focus on our body. Because the body is the container that we're holding. So prepare your hearts, prepare your mind, find that comfortable posture for your body today. Get your cup of tea or your coffee, whatever you prefer, maybe even water. Get them allergy pills if you need them, because my God, if you hear my voice. And let's get into this episode. What's up, everybody? My name is Love Ashley Elaine. I am the owner of AEI Studios, where we work with women who are healers, helpers, and visionaries, do their healing work, and transform all of that pain into their purpose. I want to share something that I am going to be doing starting April 8th and moving forward every Tuesday at 8 a.m. If you are a healer in the helping field, in the healing industry, if you are a visionary, if you are a seer, if you are tuned and tapped into your spiritual gifting and utilize them to create change in the world, I have a space for you. I have a grounding space for you. I feel like one of the major things that I am here to do, that I am called and created to do, is to hold space for other leaders. Hold space for other healers, hold space for other helpers, hold space for other visionaries. The times that we're in require someone to hold space for our leaders. Who is holding space for our leaders? Who is holding space for you? So every Tuesday at 8 a.m., beginning April 8th, I have created a space for an hour. I don't want to hold you guys too long. It is free. where we will do meditation, we will do breath work, we will get grounded, we will get aligned, we'll have some space for journaling, we'll have some space for discussion, questions, anything that is sitting on your heart as a leader in the helping field, the healing field, and as a visionary. I want this space to be so sacred. I want this space to be a space where you, as a healer, as a helper, as a visionary, know that you have somewhere to let your hair down. You have somewhere to put your cape down, and you also have somewhere that is going to refuel your battery. So tap into the link below. It will be in the show notes. If you're watching this video on YouTube, it will be down below. Tap into the link. Registration is required so I can receive everyone's emails and be able to keep you updated, send out some beautiful things for you all to keep you in the work that you are meant to do. Everybody has a lane. Everybody has a lane, right? And I think the spaces that we're in right now, where everything is slowly crashing, right, unbeknownst to our current administration, we're starting to see what is needed for us to hold each other together, keep each other accountable, keep ourselves accountable to the work that we are called to do. We need to be able to stay in our own lane so that everybody is able to contribute to holding what needs to be held and rebuilding what needs to be rebuilt and just taking care of what they are called to take care of. We don't need everybody now scrambling and moving into other spaces that don't belong to them. Yes, you may be vested, but what is your lane? We want you to stay in your lane. So join us beginning April 8th at 8 a.m. The registration link is down below. You will get the Zoom link at the end of the registration. I will see you all on April 8th. I love you so much. Take care. Welcome back to this episode. So we're talking about something that lives super deep in a lot of people's lives. I've been doing the healing work around this. I know people who have been doing the healing work around this. I know people who have been, I don't want to say successful at healing this because scarcity can pop up. It's just like any other wound, right? It's like the abandonment wound that pops up. It's like the codependency wound that pops up, right? There are wounds from our childhood that pop up. Scarcity is one of them. Scarcity can be a mindset that we hold on to, which could be, oh, I never have enough, right? And I pose the question, do you believe you are enough? Because just as much as I believe how you do one thing is how you do everything, I also believe how you see one thing is how you see everything, right? Well, I want us to look at not just our bank accounts, right? Not just the financial and the money aspect of abundance, because I think that's all we tie abundance to. Right. If you have been listening for a while, last year I proclaimed many, many times, and it was in a lot of my episodes, one of my favorite verses, which is John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. We can no longer just be abundant financially, right? I believe that things are shifting to where. And this could just be for me and my life, right? And the declaration for my life, where I just don't want financial abundance. I want to be happy and enjoy my money. I want to enjoy the way that I make my money, right? I don't want just money. If everything is only about money, where is the peace? Where is the love? Where is the joy? Where is the freedom? Where is the autonomy? So it's a shift in mindset, right? Where I don't want to feel scarce in my being. And once I start healing the scarcity in my being, I start to heal scarcity in my doing. I start to heal scarcity in my having, right? So you start to move away from being pieced, right? I always say, like, sometimes we are like looking at ourselves as a puzzle piece, how everything has to be so separate, right? But I believe when we truly feel whole within ourselves, we start to see everything else as whole and can also identify people, places, and things that no longer define or add to the definition of who we are in our wholeness, right? Not who we are in scarcity, not who we are in victimhood, but who we are in our wholeness. So today I'm sharing, like, not my story, but a little bit about just like my journey into moving away from that victim mentality, moving away from that scarcity mentality, right? Because everything is always going to be an inside job first. If I feel like I am scarce, if I feel like I am not enough, if I feel like I am a victim constantly, I will not be able to see the abundance and the fruit of what is being produced externally for me. I also will not be grateful and thankful for where I am and the journey that I've been on to get to where I am. Excuse me. So I've had to do a lot of work around my mindset, right? I've had to do a lot of work around what abundance actually means and where have I been allowing scarcity and victimhood to lead me. It's not even fear. Where have I been allowing scarcity and victimhood to lead me, right? Because those two mindsets end up becoming identity, and then you end up in a place of constant lack, right? Which also becomes a behavior. So if you believe that you don't have enough, at some point you feel like you are not enough or you're not doing enough. So you end up doing things and overextending yourself to prove that you are enough, to prove that you have enough, instead of coming into a place where you can see and look at yourself and know that where you are today is enough. What you have accomplished today is enough, right? Some days getting out of bed is enough. But society and the narratives that other people want us to hold will say to us, no, you're not doing enough. I've shared this before. We are a system. We are a portal. Just like your computer can only run so long and so much to where you have to reboot it, to where you have to upgrade the system, to where you have to shut it off and let it rest for a certain amount of hours. Your body, your mind, and your soul are the same way. You have to start believing that you are enough, that you have done enough, and that you've produced enough. Because at some point, we have to allow God, spirit, source, whatever you subscribe to step in and do their job, right? Rest is resilience. Rest is autonomy and authority and faith, right? So defining scarcity, right? Let's define scarcity and how it shows up. It shows up as urgency, which can then turn into impulsivity, right? I said this to a friend one day. I love her dearly. I love her so much. Where, like, she was calling me, like, she would call me every single day, all the time. And if I didn't answer my phone, like, she would just keep calling. And I said to her one day, I was like, how would I know if you actually had an emergency? If everything is an emergency, how would I know that something was an actual emergency? So ask yourself that. When you're operating out of scarcity, how do you know? Because scarcity tells you that everything is an emergency. Everything is not working. Everything is not doing the way what it needs to do, right? Scarcity tells you that everything is chaotic. This is scarcity to me. Right. And if you're listening to the audio, I'm like f not flailing my body, but I'm like shaking it really out of controlly and like just doing these weird hand gestures. Right. It's an unsettled nervous system. So scarcity shows up as urgency, it shows up as guilt, it shows up as overgiving, it shows up as fear of resting, it shows up as constantly being in survival, it shows up as excuse me, it shows up as even in the language that you use, right? It shows up as you constantly saying, I don't have enough, nothing is enough, nothing is working. It shows up as exhaustion. That's how it shows up. When you can, so let's do this. Take a nice big inhale and exhale. And if you feel safe in your space and in your body, close your eyes. And I want you to just start paying attention to your body. Where are your shoulders? Where are you gripping? Why are you afraid to relax? What thoughts are you having in this present moment that are telling you? Or what narratives are coming up in this present moment that are telling you you don't have time to be still? You have 800 things to do. And don't judge the thoughts that are coming up. Don't judge the voice. Don't judge the narrative. Just give yourself a minute to be present with it. And acknowledge that it's there, because that is the point of this practice, is to acknowledge what's there underneath the surface. To acknowledge what's been there underneath the surface, controlling your thoughts, controlling your movement, controlling how you see yourself, controlling how you see the world. There is enough for you. Some days there is nothing that you need to do to solidify your worth, to show that you are worthy, and to prove that you are enough. You are enough right where you are. Take a nice big inhale and exhale. And ask yourself, what can you accomplish in the most rested version of you? How would you feel about you if you allowed yourself to be in the most rested version of you? We are no longer pretending that everything is perfect. We are no longer pretending that everything is fine, because it's not. And some days it is, right? Scarcity tells us also that we have to lean into perfection. Perfection doesn't exist. The more you try to perfect something, the more you expose to yourself the scarcity that is living within you, that you are living from a scarce place. Perfection does not exist. We are humans for crying out loud. When you are ready, you can open your eyes, right? Come back into the space. If you have your journal nearby, go ahead and just journal out some things that may have came up for you. Scarcity also shows up in shame. Right? Being shameful for when you do buy yourself something, being shameful for when you do rest, being shameful for when you do choose to put your work down and go for a walk, being shameful for choosing you over something that you know is harmful for you. This was a turning point for me. This was a huge turning point for me. This was a huge turning point for me because I had to really allow myself to say, I keep seeing a version of myself. I keep seeing a version of my work. I keep seeing a version of my life that is not aligning with where I am. So I had to really face the behaviors and the mindsets and the stories that I was telling myself that was keeping me in victimhood, which, if we stay in victimhood, that means we're allowing these narratives to keep us in a place where certain behaviors only get us what we need and want to a certain extent, right? It gives your power away. It gives your authority away, and it gives away the abundance that is actually meant for you. You can become your own roadblock. Your thoughts can become your own roadblock, right? Think about the number of thoughts that you have that are trying to perceive things in a logical way instead of tapping into your soul. How many speed bumps did you just hit? Right, a lot. But this was a huge turning point for me when I looked at my behaviors around money, right? When I started looking at my relationships, when I started looking at my friendships, when I started looking at how I show up for myself. Abundance to me means ease and flow and peace and joy. Those are the true fruits of abundance. So I started moving away from, oh, I can't do this. Oh, I don't know how to do that. Oh, I don't have enough. Oh, excuse me, I got hiccups. Oh, this isn't working for me. Oh, this is too tight. Oh, this is that, right? And started shifting my perspective in, well, how do I want my life to actually feel? Because right now it feels scarce, right? It feels like I'm all over the place. It feels like I'm in pieces. The minute I started asking myself that question every single day, I started remembering what my why is. Why do I want to feel this? Right? Why do I want to keep doing my podcast? Why do I want my own business? Why did I want to go back to school? Why? Right? And I started asking myself, okay, so what do we want for ourselves today? Right? Something as simple as buying myself flowers made me feel good, made me feel abundant, made me feel worthy. Because at some point, I had to stop waiting for a relationship, a man to buy me flowers. My dad has bought me flowers, my uncle has bought me flowers, and I love that. I had a male friend that I used to talk to. He bought me flowers 1 year on my birthday. Is that enough? No. And for myself, if I can create the consistent habit and practice of doing that for myself, it's different because I'm not looking outside of myself for someone else to do that. So now when someone else buys me flowers, I'm grateful for it, but I'm not dependent on them doing it. Right? Even the way that I want to make my own money, right? And step in, step re regaining my independence, right? I'm starting completely over. And the way it looked to some people is that I don't know what I'm doing. That I'm about to be a certain age and I should be at a certain point. But I'm starting over in the most healthiest and fruitful way. I'm doing something I have not witnessed in my family. I'm doing something I have not witnessed any of the women in my family do. There's one person in my family close to doing what it is that I am working hard towards. And I've witnessed that. I've been witness to it. Being witness to that tells me that it's true for me also. So we have to get to a point where scarcity now, we remove that from us and release that narrative because other people's narrative of scarcity can also be placed on you, right? But I like we like really releasing this narrative of scarcity of not having enough was the game changer for me. So it also changes how I see money. Right? It's no longer, oh, I don't have money. I'm broke, right? I hate that language. I'm broke. You're not broke. You're not broken, right? There's always a way. We are creators. The creator has put in us the gift of creating. There's always a way. I'm creating different containers. I may not have clients in yet, but they're coming. Because I'm staying the course of what I'm supposed to be doing, what feels aligned for me. Right? I'm thinking about the long game, not the now game. The now game is being taken care of. The long game is what I'm worried is what I want to hold on to. Right? So shifting away from scarcity and victimhood allowed me to show up different. I glow different, right? You glow different when you start knowing that you are abundant, knowing that your abundance is always with you, and that the opportunities that are meant for you are coming for you, right? When we come into alignment, excuse me, when we come into alignment, we are also saying it like what I keep envisioning when I'm thinking about alignment, what I keep envisioning is y'all remember the Mario Brother game where when you would just keep going, you're hitting all the like you're literally walking into like running into the coin, right? Scarcity makes you chase. Scarcity tells you have to hustle. Scarcity tells you have to run yourself ragged. Scarcity tells you that you're undeserving. Shift your mindset, relax your body, relax your being, right? What are you doing for your body that's allowing you to release the tension of your container so that you can receive? You can't receive anything tensed and with your hands balled up. You have to relax and allow. You have to relax and allow. That's trust. Scarcity says that I don't trust that what is for me is going to be for me. So I have to take crumbs. Crumbs don't get you nothing. They don't give you a full meal. Crumbs and ingredients are two different things, right? If you only focus on the crumbs, you don't give yourself time to rest to get the downloads of the ingredients that you need or look at the ingredients that you have to be able to create what you need, right? You don't make a cake off of crumbs. You make a cake from ingredients. Your ingredients are your spiritual giftings. Your ingredients are, okay. What else do I need to, so your ingredients can be partnerships. Your ingredients are the skill sets. And sometimes we miss what we actually already have within us to create because of scarcity. Scarcity will tell you you're not enough and that you're unworthy of creating. Right? It almost feels like all this is easier said than done. And I promise you, it's not. It takes work, and you have to be dedicated to the work of shifting your mindset each and every day and knowing that you are abundant. God has already called you blessed. God has already told you that you are abundant. You have everything already within you. everything already within you. So some healing tools that I've been using that I wanted to share in really rewiring my whole entire being around abundance, right? And this isn't just financial abundance, it's relational abundance, it's creative abundance, it's spiritual abundance, it's opportunities, it's self-worth, it's all of those. Cord cutting, right? If you've been listening for a while, me and my homegirl Keys talked about cord cutting on the series that we did on narcissistic abuse and cord cutting those unhealthy relationships and those ties. Because again, everything is spiritual. Everything is spiritual. Everything is spiritual, right? So just because certain relationships are not in your physical space anymore, the energy and the spiritual tie may still be there, right? So doing some cord cutting meditations, a lot of journaling, right? I journaled deeply one day around my fear of receiving and asking for help, because that has been a big wound for me, right? A lot of people in my family and a lot of people that I know have made it not feel good to ask for help. Right. And I know I'm not the only one that has felt like that. Asking for help takes strength. Right. And I also, it like asking for help sometimes has become hard for me because I don't work a 9-to-5. Right. I'm very dedicated to building my brand and building my business and trusting that this invention that I'm working on for early intervention is going to be fruitful, that these things that I'm working on for early childhood is going to be fruitful, that the containers that I'm building to help other women who are like me, that are different, that are the pink sheep, that know they are meant for more, that are healers and visionaries and helpers and want to create, right, and birth something beautiful out into the world, that are aligning with their soul's truth, right, is going to be fruitful. And I'm seeing the evidence of that, right? It's a long game, not a short game, right? We're in it for the long game, not the temporary feels of things. So you have to know every single day that you are abundant, right? You have to know and live with joy every single day, because we're going for the long game, right? But I had to journal around asking for help, but also remind myself that I'm working hard, that I know what is coming for me, what is next up for me, and that I just need a little help and support along the way. Some people make that a negative thing. Right? That's where our work around releasing scarcity has to come in. Just because I'm asking for help doesn't mean that I'm not abundant, right? Abundance is also saying, I trust that I have people in my life that see me, love me, and support me, and aren't along for the ride when it only feels good, right? Because entrepreneurship is tight. Trusting your soul's purpose is tight. There's a community for you that will support you in that endeavor because they see you and they believe in you. I just sent a text to a friend the other day telling her thank you for never wavering, for seeing me, for trusting me, and being such a big supporter of my work over the last 5-6 years. There is no judgment. When you truly believe in something and you go hard for it and you live in it, other people see that shit. The right people see it. The real people see it and they want to be a part of it. When they ask you, how can I help? I am no longer the only one saying, how can I help? Let me know what you need. I now have people saying that to me. And it feels good for a change. So now when I need help, I can go back to those people and say, listen, sis, I need help with this, this, and this. And it's done. No questions asked, no judgment, no argument. I believe wholeheartedly, I'm starting to get emotional. I believe wholeheartedly in what I am creating and what I am building, because I'm building it from a place of abundance, and the abundance lives within me. So if that means I'm starting over from scratch, that means I'm starting over with joy. That means I'm rebuilding everything in my life from a place of love, place of truth, from a place of authenticity, from a place of joy, from a place of emotional stability and wealth, from a place of abundance, from the fruitful places of abundance. Not from scarcity, not from victimhood, not I need money, because the money is on its way. And when I tell y'all, when the contracts start rolling in, I'm speaking this for myself and somebody else needs to hear this. I don't know why I'm here. The contracts are coming in. The partnerships are coming in. Let those people go who doubted you. Let those people go who doubted you. The people who doubted you, the people that told you you're a certain age and you're not where they think you should be, let them go. Because time is not real. Let's talk about that. Money is an energy. Shift your frequency, shift your frequency and shift your energy to knowing and knowing deeply at the root of your soul that you are abundant. Scarcity is coming from generational idealism. Scarcity comes from what you've been taught around survival. We are moving into thriving. We are moving into thriving. And to move into thriving means to release victimhood, means to release your not enoughness, means to release scarcity. So no, to be 37 years old and starting over from scratch, you're still enough. You're starting over from a place of abundance. You're not starting over from a place of victimhood and scarcity. Let all of that go. You are abundant. Asking for help is not a weakness. It takes strength to know where you are. Where and what areas of your life you need help with. And it's not always money that you need help with. Maybe you need help with brainstorming. I have a friend now I can contact. Hey, girl, I'm struggling with, you know, thoughts around X, Y, and Z. Can you help? Do you have time to help me brainstorm? The value in having someone that you can just brainstorm with, that is abundance. We only see abundance as money, and it's not money. It's not just money. It's joy. It's what kind of relationships do you have in your life? I am so fruitful right now. I am so fruitful. I am overwhelmed with love and joy. And my physical world doesn't even look the way that I want it to look yet. But I know it's on its way because internally, I am whole. I am overwhelmed. My cup is overflowing internally with so much love, so much joy, so much gratefulness, so much wealth in my emotional state, in my behavioral state, in my spiritual state, in my mental state, in my relational state, in my creative state. So everything that I'm working towards and putting out from within, it's all changing and shifting. I don't care about other people's opinions anymore. You should not care about anybody else's opinions anymore. You are abundant. Do some journaling work around why you have guilt around receiving. Why do you overgive? A lot of scarcity comes from trauma. What needs to be healed around that? So I want to share some affirmations, and then I'm gonna go because I was supposed to go for a walk with one of my girlfriends and she's blowing my phone up. So go ahead and take a nice big inhale and exhale. Close your eyes, and I want you to just receive these affirmations on your heart. I am safe to receive. Abundance is my birthright. I am no longer available for survival energy. I relax my mind, my body, and my spirit into the overflow with trust. My worth is not tied to how hard I work or how much I give. The more I rest, the more I allow myself to receive. I do not have to prove anything to be loved or to be supported. Money flows to me with ease in aligned and joyful ways. I let go of guilt, shame, and fear around money and what abundance means to me. This series, all month, we're going to dive deeper into what abundance actually is and releasing our nervous system, relaxing it, and a full body deep dive into abundance in every area of our body. So I beg of you, do some journaling, meditate, sit in silence, and ask yourself some questions around scarcity, around being supported, around abundance, around money, right? I'm on this journey with you. I'm actually doing a 30-day step into my vision plan, and part of that is doing some work around scarcity and money. So I'm not doing this like podcast to say that I've got it all together. No, I'm doing this work with you. This is why I also created the Soul Work Tribe, right? This is why I'm very vulnerable in sharing my story and my truths. Because I want people to see in real time the test and the testimony and the overcoming of it all. I'm not perfect. Don't want to be. It's ugly over there in the perfection world. No one's real. No one is real trying to hold on to perfection. Ew, I don't want that. I don't care what other people have to say about me. I'm abundant. I know I am. I know that I am. Take a nice big inhale. Inhaling all the abundance and all the fruits of what is promised to you, and exhale any guilt, shame, or scarcity. You were meant to thrive. You were meant to live an abundant life. I love you all for free. Until next time, take care.